It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Last Wednesday, we discussed the dangers and benefits of high school football. Walt in Bakersfield, California wrote to say, "I learned teamwork, perseverance, and sacrifice of personal goals for larger good through football. At work, the word coachability is applied to people who will listen with humility and attentiveness. Other sports are more individualistically oriented. Please consider these losses before you drop football." Marissa in Rockford, Illinois wrote, "Not only is head injury a concern for high school players, the conditions in which they train and practice are a worry as well. During the summer, players can be trained in very high heat with infrequent water breaks. Teens are fainting and having complications. We ask too much from these players. It's not right." Last Thursday, we talked about what happens when shoplifters get caught. John in Marysville, Ohio wrote, "I operate a court-ordered shoplifting program every Saturday in Columbus. I'm amazed at the callers. They vary in the reason why they shoplift, but most verbalize intense emotions such as depression, anxiety, drugs, and excitement. Some break my heart. Others are cited wrongfully due to an energetic loss prevention officer at the stores. Shoplifting is not just this perception of stealing and often is deeper than its etiology." Christopher wrote us, "In college, I went with my roommate to Walmart where I watched him shoplift an air rifle. He took the barcode off a tennis racket, put it on the gun, and went through the checkout. He paid only $8 for it and even had his receipt checked at the door." Sarah in St. Louis wrote to say, "I got busted shoplifting a music CD as a teen and got off with little consequence. Later in college, I was using straight razor blades to slice sensors that were stuck on CD covers so they wouldn't activate the alarm as I walked out the door of Circuit City. I absentmindedly dropped the razor in my purse and was digging around in it one day, only to almost slice my finger off. At that point, the light bulb clicked, and I have not stolen since." If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there, @TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Laura Lee, Livy Franklin, John Asante, Monica Bushman, Natalie Winston, and Prisca Neely. Prisca also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Uten is our director. Our intern is Ibrahim Balki. Nathan Bark is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Tom Marquito, and Andy Rosenberg. We want to extend special thanks to Neil Rauch at our bureau in New York and notify him the IRS has been told about that sketch of him by Tony Bennett. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Scott Cameron is our senior producer. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, we'll talk about moral injury, the psychological damage after members of our armed forces do things on the field of battle they don't believe in. Join us for that. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.